Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Yeah. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. What's up? Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, here we go. Around the room. Let's check in with everybody. Smoking Chicken is his side hustle. And lately, he's been trying to build a lot more muscle. Here he is. Producer Ed.
Guys, I have a friend that cuts hair. And she said, there's a trend going on because in the last 2 weeks, I've had 15 male customers come in and do this. It's so bizarre.
Like shave a bald spot in their head.
No. She says they're coming in to keep their hair gray or maybe even add to the gray so that they can get more respect at work.
Women do that. They've been doing the gray hair dye, and I don't understand it. Why do you dye your hair gray?
But it's not for risk. This one's crazy that I guess they go to work, and they're like, no one's listening to me, so if I have gray hair.
I need a promotion.
So they want to appear more like the
mature, maybe.
Yeah. Mm. Wiser.
That's legit.
Lunchbox comes in with gray hair.
He shows up.
Completely
full
gray.
Anderson Cooper.
That's pretty crazy. Like, but you know what? I do have a brother-in-law who has gray hair, and he's our age, but we do treat him with a little more respect. Just because he has gray hair, he feels he's old, like he's older.
They seem older and wiser.
Yeah.
I don't dye my hair or anything. Not that I wouldn't. I just don't have to. Luckily, I still have my hair, and it's not gray until it gets to my sideburns. Now, I will shave it off because I don't like it, because I don't like the mismatch more than I don't like the gray.
Sure.
You guys know me. I like everything to be consistent in life, in color, all my everything.
OCD.
Some would say that. Some would say just dedicated.
Right.
But if it got to the point where it was like 65% gray, I would just probably make it all gray. Not because of maturity, because I just can't stand things being patchy.
Yeah, interesting.
But I didn't know guys were doing that.
Yeah,
oh, man, we should do a spin the wheel, loser goes all gray.
But to take your hair to a gray process.
You got to go blonde first.
Yeah, that's quite the ordeal for y'all.
Yeah, I have black hair, dude. I don't know if I can.
No, you don't even have hair. That'd be unfair because Eddie barely has hair.
Hilarious bit. Okay.
Maybe like gray wig.
Moving on. He won't buy a new car because he wants to use the money to gamble in Vegas. And on the show, he says he's the most famous. It's Lunchbox. Yes.
Well, guys, I've decided that since we are all decorating our desks, I mean, Bobby has been doing this, and now Eddie wants to be like Bobby, so he's decorating his desk right here in front of him, has this nasty cleat and some gloves.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, no. So, guys, don't worry. My old soccer cleat that will be on display.
Okay,
Eddie,
you got to take yours down, too.
Why is he ruining my desk?
But I didn't even notice that. It doesn't even make sense why you... The reason that I have stuff on my desk is ornamental, even.
Yeah, mine too. I won the soccer championship 5 seasons
ago.
Ray,
first of all, this is your belt, Ray. You're the champion. So you should get your belt.
Yeah.
We have Sonic as a sponsor, so we have that up here.
Yeah.
And then guests. But it's a great point. Eddie.
Man, these are collectibles I took from these schools.
But then take collected at home.
Yeah, look at mine. Show mine, man.
That cleat smells, dude.
Dude, look at that. That is.
We can't let this be a thing.
We won the championship.
This is why MySpace crashed, because everybody was making their pages, all their putting too much crap on it, viruses. So we're just going to stop. Eddie, Lunchbox. Lunchbox, you won this one. I'm going to be fine.
I'm tired of Lunchbox ruining our thing.
Hilarious.
Honestly, though.
I'm going to put a point on the board for Lunchbox because he took your stuff down just now.
What an idiot.
I'm glad it was handled this way because it's funnier, but I was minutes away from saying something some point.
Eddie, yours doesn't even make sense.
What do you mean, man? I got this one from UCF and then this one from South Carolina.
Well, that's weird because when you put it up there, you said you got it from Vanderbilt. So which one did you get it from?
Dang it, that's a Vanderbilt one.
See,
you don't even know. You don't even care.
Point, Lunchbox. No, we can't do. Can't do that.
But it can stay here all show, though, right?
This show,
absolutely. Yeah.
You know what? The rest of the week, it can stay there.
Yeah.
All right. Then, but Eddie's cannot. Eddie's yours goes away.
Yeah.
What on earth?
Yeah.
So dumb.
No Eddie, but Lunchbox keeps his. Okay. Thank you. Her driving sometimes can be a little reckless, and she is from Austin, Texas. Here's Amy.
Reckless, according to just you guys.
Yeah, of course.
So I have one child in particular that has been grounded. And I noticed that extracurricular activities or signups for things increase during the time. And I thought, either this is just happening all at the same time or it's legitimately a way to get out and see friends and stuff. Because if you sign up for all these extra things, like suddenly now we go to youth group on Wednesday nights normally, but now there's like a singing group that meets on Saturday for 5 hours with friends.
Wait, that's not real.
No, it is real.
That's funny.
Amy.
It is.
Like sometimes if I do something stupid and I know that I'm going to have to go have an uncomfortable conversation, I said something on the air, I did something, and I go home, I'll just clean the house instead of having to go. I'll just go do other stuff.
I get that.
Because I know I'm going to. So it's like now she's grounded, so she's going to do other stuff.
We've joined a leadership club.
Nice.
Another 5 hour one?
Yeah.
I call Amy's daughter, hey, what's that leadership club? I'm going to get in trouble. I need to come.
The leadership club's headed to Dollywood, actually. So like that. I'm like, okay, smart.
That's hilarious. Are you allowing that, though? So if it's good, she can go do it. Like if it's something that she can learn, benefit from?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Got it. Okay, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he likes the Fantasy Factory show, and we learned the host of it makes a lot of dough. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. I want to play you guys a new song. I don't want to tell you who it's by.
Royal Family. Looking back.
So the song's basically like you have stepbrothers and half-brothers and people that come into your life.
Yeah.
The dysversion of a family. It's called Royal Family. So, what's up?
I know who it is.
Yeah, I know.
Fallout Boy.
The game wasn't played who it was.
Oh. Is it Fallout Boy?
It's not.
It's if we like the song or not.
Yeah, it was just what he felt about the song.
Well, I mean, I am interested in the story. To me, sometimes that's how a song gets me, is if they've hooked me with some sort of storyline and I want to hear the rest. Yes.
Well, you can do that in your own time.
Yeah, and also, most songs you hear, you don't hear their story. You just get to hear the song. Like, do you change it? Do you feel like that's a legit song just by hearing that?
Yeah, it seemed fine
to
me.
Written from the heart?
No, just like a song. Just
like it's
song
a good song, Amy.
That's fine.
Okay, that's the only answer.
I like it. I like the guy's voice.
I just kind of wanted to see if anybody would go like, no, that's not legit.
Nah, I like it.
Okay, so that guy is the lead singer. Do you remember the song 1985? So that's Bowling for Soup's lead singer, Jarrett Reddick, and I saw it on TikTok. He was singing it.
So he went solo?
I think they still play. I think he just did the song.
Oh, okay.
He lives in Texas. He's like a tech. But yes or no? Should I put it on the national countdown?
Oh,
absolutely.
Fun, yeah.
People won't think it's like, oh, look at.
No.
Okay.
It's,
if
I mean,
they do,
I like the song too because I have that experience of having like a stepdad that came in. And so we're all good.
Yeah.
We give it a. Acceptable?
Absolutely.
Acceptable.
I like his voice, man. It's very unique. And he kind of sings the way he used to with Bowling for Soup.
Well, that's his voice, Eddie. That's called
I don't think he's going to change
that's
the
called voice.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay, his name is Jarrett Reddick. And it's called Royal Family. All right, Mike, let's put on the countdown.
You got it.
All right, there we go. Thank you guys for this experiment.
Yeah, thank you for letting us be a part of it.
Yeah, that was
you know what? You're welcome.
That was cool.
Do you want to play the whole song? Can we play the whole song?
Yes, I would like the story.
Well, yeah, I know, but sometimes Scoop is like, you can't play it. We don't have the rights.
Oh, I got this from we're good.
You got it what?
From his manager, so we're going to play it.
Oh, they already know we're doing it?
Well, I had to ask him for the song.
Oh, I thought you were going to take it off of, like, TikTok. Is it not on streaming?
You can't. That's illegal. I can't get you in trouble.
But you could.
Nah, but I'm not
going to. That'd be a good
that.
Prank.
Yeah, I'm not
what
doing
is?
That.
What is?
Getting you in trouble and be like, I got you.
Oh, no.
Then I get in trouble. I'm not doing that.
I mean, I'm sure all Scuba did was ask for the song. They didn't know it was going to get played.
I didn't give him promise. I just said, hey, man, I need the official version of the song. Can you get it to me, please? He's like, yeah, man, no problem. I didn't tell him when we're going to play it. I didn't say anything. I just said, I need the song, please.
Yeah.
Scuba, next time, just say you get it off spot.
Well, then the quality's going to suck. I need the good quality, too.
No, Scuba, just lie to Bobby and say you got it from somewhere.
Lie.
I got it from TikTok.
Oh, cool. Thanks, man. Right. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Our first kid just turned one. And there are a few things my wife and I disagree on. I don't think everything has to be done right away. And there are some experiences that are a complete waste of time, money, and energy. The current prime example is the $3,000 she wants to spend traveling to Florida, taking him to Disney. She wants the cute pictures with the characters and all that, but it's not like he's going to remember it. I think we should wait until he's a bit older so we can experience and react together. She says, I'm cheap, no fun, short-sighted. All of that when it comes to the little things. I just don't see the point if the boy isn't going to remember any of it. What do you think? Signed, Dreadful Disney Dad. Amy.
Well, I mean, I personally wouldn't do something like that, but I guess it's not for the child. It's for
good perspective.
Her.
Okay. It still feels ridiculous, but I agree.
It feels ridiculous, but this is clearly something she wants to do and a memory she wants to have. And then later y'all can make the memory there with the son. So that's really what it boils down to, which I would probably counter if I was in this relationship. Like, do you really need this? Can we like Photoshop the baby in?
AI, and then take the baby.
Good point.
Just tell the baby you went.
They don't know.
Yeah.
Right. Because, I mean, honestly, carrying your precious child.
Pushing, stroller, whatever.
Around Disney when they're not going to even remember seems a little exhausting to me.
I think you made a good point. I'm not saying it's the right point, but I do think that you made a good point from the perspective of, I think this is about her more than it is him.
Yeah.
So I want to hold on to that before I get extremely judgmental about $3,000 for something he's not going to remember.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to go first. I'm going to go to Lunchbox, who has young children. Lunchbox, go ahead.
No chance you take that kid to Disney. You want to know what a one-year-old is going to do at Disney? Wah! Wah! When? They're going to be scared of the characters because when you see one in person at that young, you freak out. You see a mascot at a sporting event, they freak out. Also, the kid is going to be so worn out, you have to hold him, carry him. They're going to fall asleep. It's a waste of $3,000. We have talked about going to Disney with my family, my brother and my sister, and I'm like, nope, can't go. The kids aren't old enough yet. They won't remember it. And we've all agreed we're going to wait till like they're 7 or 8, then we can go so they remember
17.
It.
Then they go.
So dumb. But don't go.
You don't have a desire to just get photos with your little children at Disney?
No. I don't care.
You could buy a mascot costume yourself and wear it.
Exactly. I mean, you can go to the Las Vegas Strip and get it for cheaper.
Yeah, they're dirty there.
Wherever you are, Las Vegas or New York, just go to the street. Eddie, what do you think? You got kids.
I waited till my son was 13 years old to go. There's no chance. Like, and Amy's exactly right. Pushing that baby around. Dude, we averaged, when we went, 2 years ago, we averaged 30,000 steps a day trying to get around that park. It's a nightmare. Don't do it yet.
I just want to say this. Please remember Amy's first point. Because her visceral reaction was, oh, this is about the... So you have to weigh the $3,000, the do you have it? Do you have the time? Do you have the...
Oh, if you don't have that, it's a no-brainer.
Right.
You're not going.
But please just weigh that thought of it's for her, not him, the kid.
Like, get a babysitter.
I agree. No, but I think it's about her with the kid.
Wow.
But I agree. There's no chance I would go.
No chance.
But just don't write it off completely and talk to her about it.
But think through all the things. Like, if you want to...
If she doesn't admit it's for her, though, then no way.
Yeah. If you want to get on a ride or something, the one-year-old can't do any of it. So one of you is going to have to wait in line and watch the other person go up.
Well, the dad will wait because it's for the mom. Because the mom's like, I want to go.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
On the phone, Lisa and Natalie. Hey, guys. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
We are in Hot Springs. And yesterday we went to Mountain Pine. And took a picture at your sign with our Pimp and Joy shirts and our Bobby Waters.
Oh, nice.
And today we're going to the Crater of Diamonds State Park to look for diamonds where Lunchbox and Abby went. So we wanted to ask Lunchbox if he had any advice for us.
Yeah, I got some advice. Don't go. Don't go. It's hard, laborious work. It is exhausting. You think it's all, you know, rainbows and sunshines. There's no shade. The sun is beating down on you. You've got to get down in the dirt. Oh, it's so hard. And if you find one, I'll be really mad, so don't go.
Here's this story. This just in. Breaking news! Breaking news! Breaking news!
Don't even say something.
A 7-year-old girl on a birthday trip to Crater of Diamonds State Park in Arkansas found a big present. A 2.95-carat diamond.
2.95?
Arkansas State Park said Aspen Brown, a Paragould, Arkansas, was visiting the park with her family to celebrate her birthday when she spotted the diamond in the park's north search area. Officials said the 2.95-carat diamond is about the size of a green pea with a golden brown color. It's the second largest found by a park visitor this year. The largest this year was a 3.9-carat brown diamond found in March. That's from UPI. The park was mined by commercial diamond hunters before becoming a state park in 1972, where now anybody can go, and you just go, and it's all of this area, and you search for diamonds, and people find them. And so a 7-year-old found a diamond.
Oh, I hate that girl.
The 7-year-old.
Like, how did she do that?
She spotted it.
No, you don't spot it. Like, it doesn't even look like a diamond.
Your spotting eyes must not be good.
No. My eyes were all over that ground. I mean, I was sifting and...
I was looking right at it, guys. It's a diamond. It looks like a diamond.
It does?
It's a little brown on the edges, because it's maybe been in the dirt. But it's a diamond.
What is a brown... They both said brown diamond.
It has kind of on the outside edges. It just looks dirty, but I'm sure that's part of that diamond. But it looks like a dirty crystal. Like a dirty, expensive crystal. That's crazy. So, Lisa, Natalie, a 7-year-old found a diamond.
We are hopeful that we are going to find a diamond because it's a little rainy down there today, I guess.
Perfect.
So we're expecting the rain to wash up the diamond.
Yes. And the ground is soft.
Right.
I like the attitude.
When Lunchbox went, he took a nap. Abby keep digging.
Now, hold on. I was digging for hours. I'd been up all night, you know, because we had a terrible hotel room. Thanks to Scuba Steve, he put me in the... I don't even know where. He tried to put me in a horror movie. And, I mean, it was just a stressful event. And then I was just worn out. I needed a 30-minute, you know, boost.
And you would tell them, don't go?
Yeah, don't go, man.
Wait, mainly because he's jealous if they find something.
Because if they find something, they're never going to be allowed to call him. We're never going to talk to him again. We're going to hate him for the rest of our lives.
Will you check back in with us after you guys go and let us know if you found a diamond?
Yes, we will definitely call you back.
Do you guys have the tools? You have the shovels? Or you can get them there, too.
You can, but there are experts that show up with car full of buckets and wagons and shovels and special tools. And I felt very unprepared when I saw these people. And I was like, dang, but they gave me a bucket and a little shovel. And I'm like, all right, you know what? I can find it. If a 7-year-old...
7-year-old just found it, like with her eyeball. Her spotting eyes. Mm-hmm. All right, good luck, guys. Thank you for calling the show. Hope you break it rich, you know?
We will.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye. Bye.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
About a month ago, Diana, she lived in Ohio. She considered having her dog's microchip registration deactivated because it had been almost 10 years since her dog, Abby, had gone missing. That's 10 years.
10 years.
The dog's gone. Right, I would think that after like 2 weeks, probably.
Yeah.
Like something sad happened, the dog's gone. But she was in complete shock when she found, a few weeks later, after she had just had the conversation about deactivating the chip, that she got a call from a rescue going, hey, your dog's here. What? Dog? A police officer in Dayton had found Abby and turned her over to the shelter, who discovered her microchip and then contacted Diana.
Wow.
So I don't think that... the dog was like living a life on the run for 10 years. My assumption would be that somebody had this dog and took care of it. And then it escaped again. And then they just did the microchip.
It wasn't hitchhiking all over the country?
I don't think it was homeward bound, bro. Okay. I'm glad the dog is back home. I wonder if the dog's confused because probably had other great owners.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, I want to go back to them. So but what you do, if I'm the judge, I put the old owners and the second owners.
Which one the dog goes to?
And they call. Nope. But you do best of five, though.
Oh, I thought you knew the thing where you, like, cut
the dog in half. Everybody knows that story now. Maybe I've done that forever.
Oh, well, it's awesome.
That's so old, Amy.
That was weird to me.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to cut the dog in half. You can have it. Whoever steps up and goes, no. But they know, Mike. As a judge, that's been put out there.
Okay. Right.
But yeah, the dog is safe. 10 years later, you get your dog back. That is crazy. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The 82-game preseason. I do finger quotes on that. It's in the books. It's over. It's finally time for the real season, which is the NBA playoffs. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BONES. New customers can bet. Listen to this. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Put in the code BONES, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Again, $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. I've never heard it that good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. If you went and you won the lottery and you wanted a gas station, would you go back and give any money to the person who gave you the ticket?
Yes. How much am I winning?
Well, I just say...
Because if it's like $50...
No, it's going to be something significant. And I think I would if that person was actually involved in some sort of decision about the ticket.
Oh, like if you're buying it and they're like, which one? You're like, I don't know, you pick.
Or it's like, I don't know, give me a number. Or it's, they are like, oh, I accidentally printed this one out. I didn't mean to do that. Do you want? So if they're involved in it somehow, I think I probably would be more prone to do that. Otherwise, I may not even remember who it was.
Right.
So, but there's a story, a guy in Kentucky who won $500,000 from a scratch-off.
Oh, my God.
He won $500,000 from a scratch-off.
So awesome.
So he goes back to the place and gave $100 to all the workers that were there where he bought the ticket.
That's cool.
That's nice. That's not a
absolutely.
Lot of money.
Absolutely. I agree. He definitely had to do nothing like this.
Yeah.
And some people are upset because like, only $100?
Oh my God.
He could have never gone back to that store ever.
Ever.
But he thought about, hey, what can I do? Went back, $100, $100, $100, $100. But he won $500,000, which is pretty cool. So the question is, if you win the lottery, the person says, okay, I picked this one for you. It's $1 million. You want $1 million. What do you think you would go back and give them?
Okay, so $1 million. I'm really taking home, what, 700,000? How much?
630.
Thank you. I always appreciate your math on that. So 630. Whew, okay, well, I'll just take home an even six. And I'm going to give that person $30,000.
Wow.
Why not?
Wow.
You just got free. That's like crazy free money.
I hear you. I just, wow, it's very generous of you.
It's a lot of money, Amy.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Wow.
Too much.
$100.
Come on.
$100 is good.
It is good because you don't owe anybody anything.
I don't owe him a dime.
No, you don't have to like agree with it. I'm just saying.
Like, I don't owe him.
He's not your enemy either.
Yeah, no, I'm like, just saying. Like, all he did was hand me the ticket I pointed at.
Mm. No, but you were like, which one of these two? And he goes, I don't know, this one.
$100.
Okay, good for you. You
yeah, because that's probably enough to fill up a tank of gas and go to dinner.
Eddie?
$1,000.
It's good.
I think 1,000 is a good number.
That's a good number,
too. I just want $1 million.
That's probably what I would do, too. About 1,000. Maybe 5,000.
Question. Is there a certain amount once it's given to them? I don't want them to have to pay taxes.
No. You have to pay tax on everything.
You do? Isn't that a gift?
Then
or you could just drop a bag on the ground and they find it.
Listen.
they don't. If we want it, we pay taxes. We're giving them a gift, but there is a certain amount, I think. What's the amount?
I don't know. $2,500, something like that?
Yeah.
$2,500 or $25,000?
Well, no one's ever given me that money.
I don't think it's. I don't
know. Amy, let's try. Because if you win,
when Babe won the slot machines, how much did she win?
There's three different amounts.
The biggest amount?
3.2.
Thousand. That's not million. Stop saying that. She won $3,000. Did they show up and take taxes immediately?
Yes.
Yes,
so that already is over the limit.
Well, I made 1.4 and they took taxes.
There you go.
No, I know that they're going to take taxes.
Stop saying 1.4, 3.2, guys.
But we're giving it as a gift. They're not winning.
Not 30,000. I don't think you can give 30,000.
Right. Whatever the amount is where they won't get taxed.
So I think it's like, let me guess here. It's probably around $10,000-$12,000.
Okay.
Or so. Maybe 50. I don't know the number, but if you just get a gift, you don't have to pay taxes on it. But there is a threshold where you do have to hit taxes.
Okay.
You're paying taxes on yours, Amy.
I am. And then I'm going to give them a gift and I'm going to make
No. They got to pay taxes on your amount if you're giving them $30,000.
That's why I just took it back down.
Oh, you are.
So you're going to take it down to $15,000 so then they don't get as much anyway.
I don't have to pay taxes on it. That would be crazy for me to gift them that and then they have to go pay taxes.
But the taxes they're paying, even with that, is less.
That is more than what you would have given them if you take it away.
Okay.
Dang,
well,
rude.
Whatever. And why did you say it? Why did you say under your breath you don't think I'd really do that?
I don't think you'd go give $30,000.
Why wouldn't I?
I don't think you would either.
I don't think you would. I mean, I don't think it's about you. I think $30,000 is a lot. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, and I know that someone working there that could completely change.
That's great. I'll give $1 million. I give it all to him.
No.
That's not true.
I wouldn't
say that.
No, I know, but I'm just saying we can just say whatever we want.
I just like round. You think that's what I was doing, just saying whatever
No,
I want.
But I don't think, you know what, you would. That's just so
much. I think you would too.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Bobby said
you
wouldn't.
I'd give $5,000.
Five.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a lot.
That is a lot of money.
Well, guess what? I actually believe you'd give more.
Well, it's and funny. I believe you'll give less. Okay, that's fair. A man finds a $100,000 Powerball ticket cleaning out his truck.
Wow.
A Virginia man said he was cleaning out his truck when he came across a Powerball ticket, $100,000.
Wait, was it still good? Because those expire, right?
He was cleaning out his truck. He found a few lottery tickets. He checked them. One of them was for the June 14th Powerball drawing. Won $100,000. He said, I scratched my head. I had to make sure. But yes, that is crazy.
So it pays to clean out your cars, what are you telling me?
UPI has that story. Okay, Amy, I take back. I shouldn't have said you wouldn't give it to them.
You know what else would be a good thing to do is just to ask them, like, hey, what's something you like to do?
But you're giving them 5% of your entire winnings.
Okay. Well, yes. Is that 5%?
Yeah, because if let's say you have 600,000, let's just say 600, like you said, mm-hmm. right, 600,000. So 10% would be 60, and if you're giving them 30, that's 5% of your winnings.
Well,
then that is what it is. Good for you.
It's more than I had to begin with.
You see how quick you did that?
So here's the thing. Like, there's this woman at this gas station.
No, it's basic.
Nah, dude.
You know what? I'm not even going to. Thank you.
That's amazing. You're genius.
There's a gas station by my house, and this woman that works there, like, she's every time I'm in there, she's working so hard, and she is the nicest and kindest. A lot of times she works the overnight shift. Like, I just feel like that is something.
Take her some money today. You don't have to win.
Yeah, you can do that.
Oh, no, all of a sudden somebody is so generous.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're really passionate about it.
Yeah.
We're talking $30,000.
Give her 30 today.
Hey, go give her 500.
Yeah. Why not? Okay.
Okay.
Y'all were asking if they specifically participated in the reason why you won.
Amy, don't be logical with us.
Yeah.
We're saying stupid stuff. Let us say stupid stuff, okay? Apparently, there's a month that people are most prone to infidelity.
Whoa.
Oh.
What month would that be? And I have the answer.
Oh, I got it.
Based on divorce data, files. So go ahead.
October.
Why?
Halloween.
I knew he was going to say that. Like, people dress as hot people. That's funny.
Yeah.
People, interesting.
You got the...
Like Goldilocks, hot Goldilocks. Yeah.
Sexy nurse or naughty nurse, you know what I mean? And you see her and you're like, ooh. That's or someone's dressed up as an M&M. They got a mask. You're like, oh, that's my wife. And it's like, you start making out. That's not her tongue. Oh, well, she's still...
What?
Yeah.
What kind of...
That's a weird scenario.
Yeah, it is.
Halloween parties.
Who's this guy? All right. Amy?
I don't know. January?
Why?
Because I feel like I've read that before of like...
New Year's? 3, 2, 1. Oh, I'm making out the wrong person.
Oh, New Year's resolution.
Why is this M&M at New Year's? I'm making out with them.
New Year, New You.
Eddie?
February.
That's funny. New Year, New You. I'd like to acknowledge that. That's funny. Yeah. February?
February.
You're at a Valentine's dinner and you're like making out with M&M and you're like,
Valentine's Day. You're like, ooh, my one for my wife and then one for my girlfriend. And then, boom, it's over.
It's actually this month right now.
What?
September. Because towards the end of summer, kids are going back to school. Life is kind of getting crazy. So people.
Don't make it crazier.
Well, no, you got more free time because the kids are at school.
So make it crazier.
Yeah, so you can have them over. Because the house is empty.
Right, and there's an M&M costume she can slide right in when she gets over there.
That's not my wife.
That's not my wife. Yes, so it's this month. So everybody keep your eyes open.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
There's supposedly a trend of fashion influencers putting painter's tape on the bottom of their expensive new shoes so that they can wear them and then return them without looking like they're used.
Oh, okay.
And so as it's going around on TikTok.
Wearing the tag on your shirt and not getting it dirty so you can turn it back in.
Right. So even non-influencers are getting in on this. Here's a clip from TikTok explaining it.
You want to grab a pair of shoes from your favorite store. You will need something called painter's tape. You can get this at any hardware store or online. Next thing you want to do is take the shoes and cover the entire bottom surface with the tape. After you're done, remove the painter's tape off the shoe and boom, fresh like they just came out the stove. Wrap them back in a box and baby, take them back to the stove.
Let me explain something.
I do not condone this.
Me either. And this is not
done it.
This is not with painter's tape.
No, I just wore the shoes and took them back.
Right.
Wait, like with...
He talked about that. He went to like an event.
A wedding. I went to a wedding. Mm-hmm. My friend Andrea was getting married to Earl and I went to the wedding, danced the night away, cleaned off those bottoms, took them back.
So here's what I want to say. If you're buying expensive shoes to flex, you're going to lose any flexing power that you have when people see the bottom of them is blue.
Good point.
So don't do anything shady. Just either buy the shoes or... wear different shoes. Because anything, you're like, oh, I want to really show off. I got these shoes. I'm going to take them back, though. Well, anything you're trying to gain from that is going to be lost as soon as they see the tape on the bottom. And also, it's just not cool. People their jobs, they make shoes. Go ahead.
You canceled? Anything else to say? Not all about
stupid.
That.
I hate it.
Have you canceled anything recently, like streaming-wise? Because I have the number one... most canceled.
No, but you know my favorite thing to do is unsubscribe from a stupid mailing list. Like every time that I get like junk mail and I unsubscribe, an angel gets its wings for sure.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love unsubscribing to stuff. It's my favorite thing to do.
And that link's on the very, very,
very bottom.
And
like tiny. Yeah, so no, I haven't canceled a streaming service, but I've unsubscribed to a bunch of crap.
Well, at one point in time, Netflix was the most popular and everybody wanted it, but it is now the most frequently canceled streaming service of them all. It goes Netflix, then Hulu, then Amazon Prime. And that's the order they're getting rid of stuff.
I think that's an unfair survey because the most canceled are also going to be by far the most popular. Just a numbers game. If there's 10 million people going in, there's 7,000 people coming out just because there's 10 million people going in. So yes, the most, it'd be like people are throwing up more eating Snickers bars than they are eating some random local candy bar in a region. Well, why? Because there's people eating Snickers all over the country.
That makes sense.
Which one are you using the most?
Snickers. I love them.
No streaming service.
I like HBO Max, but probably Netflix just because generically it has generally better stuff, but the best stuff isn't on Netflix. Netflix has more good stuff, but not the best stuff. So, but Netflix, though, more than anything.
Yeah,
probably.
I will say you've had some strong show recommendations lately.
There's just so many good shows now. And nobody's all watching the same show anymore. So we're watching season 2 of Winning Time right now about the Lakers. It's so good.
That's on Max.
It's on Max, yeah. All right, what else?
Well, speaking of sports, fantasy football has started. I guess, you know, y'all are on a team.
Week?
Yeah. Do you need advice?
We're not on a team. I own a team. I'm a general manager.
But you have your players.
Don't you dare talk down to me and my team. The Hobby Lobby Bobbies, we mean business.
Have you ever won your...
Yes, I finish first or second every year.
He's won.
Okay, well, for anybody that is new to fantasy football, Kane Brown has advice for you.
If I was playing fantasy for the first time, I would definitely look at the projected points because they're not going to steer you wrong. And I would also, if you're going to get a star that gets hurt a lot, I would make sure you have their backup.
That second point I can agree with. But also, if you don't play a lot, I would just grab the points too and look at them. But yeah, Kane's a good fantasy player. We talk a lot about fantasy. They do a big draft. He invited me to it, but I was gone. But like, they would run out to the football stadium.
Really?
Where the NFL team play. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a Texas 9-year-old was traveling home from Japan with her family, and her American girl doll, Beatrice, was stuck in Japan. She left it at the airport there. They got all the way home and they're like, well, we're probably never going to find it. Well, her dad, Rudy, he said, well, I'm going to put some calls in, see what happened, put some notes out there. Well, the pilot at American Airlines found out about it and he flies to Tokyo often for work. Yeah. He does lots of flights back and forth. So he called the airport in Japan, talked to a few different people. They located the doll. And then on his next trip over there, he got the doll.
That's crazy. That's cool.
Flew it from Tokyo and on his next trip back to Texas.
Look, Dad, just buy her a new one. Looks exactly the same.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yes, I feel you. That's a really cool thing.
But it's a Dallas-Fort Worth-based pilot for American Airlines named James Danon.
Good job, James.
He's the one that saw a post that went up about the doll, and he took action, and he sort of did a Flat Stanley situation with it where he photographed his journey with the doll on the way home.
That's cool. I have Fat Stanley.
Your dog, yeah.
That's funny.
I go places with Fat Stanley and take pictures. But Flat Stanley is sent around by many folks.
Hilarious.
It's a lot of effort they went through to get that doll back to that girl. That's really cool. Because they definitely did not have to do that. But also, if you could find the same one, which is hard, you just give it to her and be like, we found it.
Yeah,
but this is way cooler.
That's what I would do.
It is a cool story. That's it. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's a voicemail from last night.
Hey, Bobby Bones. Here's a morning corny for Amy. What's the last thing to die in your body? Your eyes. Because they dilate.
Nice.
Like
very
it.
Funny.
Dilate.
Dilate, yeah. Here's another voicemail.
Hey, did you know that September 8th is National 401k Day? No better day to contribute to your 401k for the first time, fellas?
Last week was 401k Day, and you guys... Did you save any?
No,
I don't even understand. They have a day for 401k day?
They have a national day for everything.
Is it too late, though?
Well, no. Last week was just the date for it.
Yeah, we missed that.
You don't have to wait until next year. You can actually just... It's about just learning about it.
Oh.
You guys always talk about retiring, yet you do nothing. It doesn't matter.
No, I've listened about it. You guys have taught me about it.
Okay.
That I have to put some money from my paycheck, which makes me a little skeptical.
But the longer you wait, the less you have.
And they don't tax that money. It's pulled out before taxes hit it, which is an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So when do I have to pay taxes on it?
You don't.
You don't.
Never?
So why wouldn't I put my whole paycheck
in?
There's a penalty if you take it out early.
It doesn't matter. I'm not doing money talk because I don't know.
We've already gone over all this, by the way.
I didn't know about the taxes.
No, it's mentioned frequently.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's get to Amy now in the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What do you call a wizard who's good with ceramics?
What?
Harry Pottery.
That's a good one.
Good, Amy.
Come on.
That was the morning corny.
That one will be told by our listeners. That's a good one. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping, or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Crossport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is one of those things where The Rock pulls up beside a tour bus and they all freak out and they're like, The Rock, wouldn't it be so cool if like you're in a tour bus in LA or New York and somebody super famous drives up beside you in their car and it's like, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, that'd be awesome. Lunchbox gets so annoyed by people that do this, mostly because when he tried this, it didn't work out for him.
Fell flat.
They didn't know who he was.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm going to play The Rock first. He surprised a busload of LA tourists. How are you guys doing? Here you go.
How you guys doing?
You're awesome, man.
Hey, have you gone to my house yet?
No.
Okay, good. Keep it that way.
Funny.
That'd have been cool if The Rock pulls up.
And he's like bumping, like jamming his music. That's his, right?
That'd have been cool. Do you think he chased the bus down?
Sure.
Here we go.
No,
he knows their tour schedule and he knows their
schedule. I don't know that he knows their schedule.
Oh, come on.
So here's the time Lunchbox tried it because he got extremely jealous that The Rock had pulled up to a tour bus. This is Lunchbox walking. You're on foot, though, when you go up to the tour bus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, here you go.
Hey, y'all know where I can find Lunchbox? Hey, you guys know where I can find Lunchbox? Don't worry, I'll wait. You can take pictures. Yeah, if you can just show me where Lunchbox is, yeah, it's me. Good to see you guys.
It's so awkward.
And you're like, is he by himself? No, he's not. There are people there. They just don't know what he's talking about. They think he's in a restaurant.
Like a lunch box.
Some people weren't even making eye contact with him. Like, just ignore the dude.
I know. It's like when you walk out of Walgreens and the people from Heifer International are out there and you're like, oh, God. Like, I like the guy. I don't want to.
That's funny.
Here's a voicemail that we got. We talked about this a little bit earlier, but this is about the diamond mine in Arkansas.
Oh, my God. I just saw on the news where a woman found a 3-carat diamond at the place that Lunchbox went to in Arkansas. Let the rant begin. Have a great week.
These listeners called in, too, and said they're on their way there. And Lunchbox said, don't go. And then we said, no, go. And not only that, this young kid found a 2-carat diamond.
Amazing.
Just chilling. And it looks like a diamond. Some of them just look like rocks. This looks like a diamond. You never saw anything, though.
Never saw anything, man. I got so many rocks and pebbles thinking, oh, that's it, that's it. And they're like, graphite, rock, poop.
Oh, you got poop. You picked up poop.
Yeah, I mean, everything. I'm like, I sifted it through and it just disintegrated. I'm like, guess that wasn't a diamond.
Here's Deidre in Delaware.
So excited. I just got tickets to see you this weekend in D.C. However, I didn't see anything about purchasing meet and greet tickets. Are you going to be having that in D.C.? I really hope so. If not, you might see me coming down the aisle for you. Don't be afraid. I'm not a crazy soccer fan. Just excited to see my best friend. See you Saturday.
See you Saturday. The station has some they give away. That's how you get them.
Oh, okay.
WMZQ, our station up there. So be listening to the station, and they can get you there. Love to see you on Saturday. Get tickets at BobbyBones.com. All right, appreciate you guys being here. About half of the men are uncomfortable putting sunscreen on another man's back. They asked a bunch of dudes. And they did an uncomfortable things poll. And about half of the men, period, said they are not comfortable putting that on another man.
So what about y'all? Are you okay with that?
I don't really like lotions on anybody. I'm not a lotioner at all.
What do you mean?
Like you don't like putting lotion on Caitlin's back?
Do I like it? No.
Oh, wow.
I don't like lotion. I just don't like lotion on my hands. I don't like that.
The feeling?
I don't do lotion. But I will. And she'll be like, hey, can you help me? Yes, but I just don't love it. But I don't think I wouldn't. Like if Eddie was like, I would do it.
But what? I would never ask that.
For sunscreen?
No. I got it. I'll do it myself.
Well, how can you put it on your back?
I squeeze it. Just squeeze it right over my
let it drip.
My shoulder.
But why
blades.
Is it a big deal?
It's a weird feeling. Like I don't want you rubbing my back.
I'm with you, Eddie. I'll do if it's a spray. I don't mind spraying
That's
your
fine.
Back, but I ain't rubbing. I'm not doing.
Will you get a massage from a guy?
No chance.
No, I'm good.
What if you're injured and the physical therapist is a dude?
That's different.
And it's your upper thigh.
That's different. Yeah, if I'm injured,
so it's I need
strong
intent.
Hands. Yeah, sure. Sunblock, I'm good. I'm good with the sunblock.
Okay, about half a minute.
You'd want me to rub sunblock on your back?
It's not that I would want it. Like, if I get to request anybody in the whole world, it's not going to be you at the top of my list. But I wouldn't care. I'd be like, Eddie, would you mind putting this on me?
Yeah,
I wouldn't care
really
about
that.
I would, right. It's like when Ray was like, can dudes FaceTime other dudes?
That was dumb.
No, but it's not dumb. It's
I feel like this
thing.
Is kind of that, too.
Well, how does Ray feel about sun?
Ray, sun,
lotion?
Sun's... On a guy.
I'll do it, but they're all sprays now. So.
Not all. There's some creamy.
Let's say ones. You only have lotion available.
And it's Lunchbox, and he's like, will you put this on my middle to lower back?
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No problem. I agree with Ray. No issue at all whatsoever.
Well, you'd have to because I can't touch my back, so I can't do it.
He just has a big burn on his back.
That's true.
So Lunchbox did go out and do a little more SPF, though. Because the Sunburn Protection Foundation is back, but this time there's a twist, right?
Yeah, instead of me offering them sunscreen, I asked them to rub sunscreen on my back.
Okay.
Random strangers.
Oh, man.
And on
where,
the beach.
Where were you?
I was in California.
And so you just walked out to the beach?
Walked out to the beach, walk up and down the beach and say, find some lucky people and say, hey, you know what I mean? I'm here by myself. But can you? I think my back's getting a little red.
I'm by myself, so I didn't know if you could rub any on my back, or is that a little weird?
A little
weird, but not too weird where you won't do it, right?
I'm not going to do it.
Like in a protection way.
I understand. I haven't had him put it on my back, though.
Oh, I'll put it on your back if you put it on mine.
I'm okay. Thank you. You have a good day.
Oh, man. All right, man. Well, thanks. Enjoy the beach.
You too.
Hey, but if I get sunburned, I'm gonna think about you later. I don't want to think of it. Man,
are you? A little more weird.
What's that?
That was a little more weird.
That would be a little more weird. So that's awesome.
Don't think about me later.
Yeah, okay. So no shot.
Have a good one, man.
All right.
That guy's in the half that thinks it's weird.
Yeah.
Also, the stranger part of it, too, makes it a little weird, too. Like some random person, guy or girl. And then also, it's like,
I feel like he wanted to beat him up.
Oh, he was a short, I mean, he was filled, dude, like kind of.
Oh, did he kind of get up on you?
He was kind of like starting to flex his muscles, like, get on out.
Yeah, he's like, have a good day.
Yeah,
have a good day.
Don't think about me later.
You ain't that guy.
Don't think about me later.
All right, next one.
You got the dog. If you need me to rub sunscreen on your back, I'm by myself. You can rub some sunscreen on my back.
No, I'm being a little bit here.
Okay. I mean, I didn't want you to get too red, you know.
I
had to put my shirt back on because I didn't have anybody to rub sunscreen on me, but.
Yeah, I got you.
I mean, I can. Oh! Oh, sorry, dog. Yeah. I mean, if I could hold the dog with the leash, you could rub it on my back, and then, yeah. You know, you could hold the dog, and I could rub it on your back if you need me to.
Yeah, I'm okay.
You sure?
I appreciate it.
All right.
You have a good day.
All right. Thank you, man. You sure you can't help?
No, I'm good.
All right.
That fourth "you sure" makes me cringe a little bit.
You sure?
Yeah.
Like, what if they change their mind? Like, what if they, like, something there is like, oh, yeah, you know what? I'll do it now.
And right. Why is Lunchbox trying to do the, like, I rub your back, you rub mine?
I think he's just trying to do a social experiment.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to make him think it's not just all about me.
Right. Yeah. Be selfish. Be selfish lover, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
Excuse me. Could you do me a solid? I'm by myself. If I took my shirt off, could you rub some sunscreen on my back? Like, not in a weird way. Not in a weird way. You know what I'm saying? Like it's so awkward to ask, you know what I mean? But I'm like, I had to put my shirt back on because that sun is roasting me, you know what I mean?
I have spray sunscreen if you want me to grab it.
Oh, I don't mind you rubbing it. Like, okay. Like I mean, if you want to rub some of mine on, you know, like, your hands look nice enough, like, not like in a creepy way, you know what I mean? Like, oh, thank you so much. Oh, yeah. Oh, right there is good. Yeah, sorry if it's a little sweaty. Oh, yeah. And there's some moles. I apologize about the moles.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying, but I don't want to get roasted. Thank you so much. You are here. Hey, your hands are great.
Oh,
you,
stop
you
saying that.
Like, have a sunscreen business where you just rub it on people. I think you would make a lot of money.
Thank you.
Not in a creepy way. Thank you.
I think general rule of life, if you ever have to say not in a creepy way more than once, it's creepy.
Right.
No, I think that makes him feel more comfortable when you keep saying, hey, it's not creepy. It's not creepy.
Your hands are so pretty.
And he apologized about the moles?
He apologized.
Yeah. No, I think I apologized.
Also, the only one who did it was a woman.
Yeah.
If you notice, the guys didn't want anything to do with it.
There you go.
She had a girlfriend with her, so I think she felt comfortable. She wasn't by herself.
Oh, wait, yeah. She had a girlfriend like her, like she was a partner,
like a
or just a friend?
No, like two girls.
Got it. Dudes won't do it.
Dudes didn't want anything to do with that.
Girls, there were some other guy ones too. 45% of men are uncomfortable saying "I love you" to another guy.
Nah, I like that one.
I mean, it's a little weird. Like my brother and I, like I don't ever say it to him.
But you kiss your dad on the lips.
Yeah,
like,
I say it to my sister. Like I'll say "I love you" when I talk to her, but I don't say it to my brother.
You got
to
follow up with a man, or dude.
Yeah.
I love you, dude.
Hey, love you, man.
Love you, man.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes it easier, maybe.
But if it's like,
I even do love you. Love you, man.
If it's like, Bobby, I love you.
Hey, man, I love you. Hey, not in a creepy way. Your hands are pretty. 17% of men are uncomfortable hugging a male friend.
Nah.
Nah, no issue there. There was another one. 8% of men are uncomfortable sharing a bed just to sleep. I've done that with Eddie.
No problem. I'll do it again.
I'll do it right now, dare me.
You don't have to. We don't have to dare you.
It's weird.
And 4% of men are uncomfortable going to a restaurant with a male friend, just like two dudes.
What?
That's so weird. These are guys who just, I don't know if it's that they're not secure or they've been taught like some
conditioned
wild masculinity rules that just aren't true. There's just inaccurate. But there you go. Lunchbox, thank you for your sunblock.
You're welcome, man.
We spin the wheel. Whoever lands on has to lather him up.
Oh.
Full body?
Oh, no. No, let's not do that.
Oh, no, full body?
That's not good for the listeners. Right.
Somebody tried to pull a prank on somebody on this show, and it the person who was almost a victim of it is a little upset, so we'll talk about that later, because it could have been real bad. We love pranks. 99% of the time, it's awesome. Every once in a while, you admit this was a miss. Who knows about it? Don't say anything. Never mind. I'll come back to it in a minute. Good? I know I don't want to ruin it. I don't want anybody to get upset until we get to the segment. Let's do the news first.
Bobby's Big Stories.
A deer hunter is savaged by a grizzly bear after running into the bear on a trail in Montana. Officials close off part of the Custer-Gallatin National Forest now.
Like he tore him up.
Savage?
A hunter in southwestern Missouri or Montana was mauled by a grizzly bear. There was a 911 call from a hunting party where an individual had been attacked by a bear while tracking a deer. The caller explained the hunter needed immediate medical treatment. Emergency crews were quick to respond to the scene. They used a helicopter. The attack happened south of Big Sky, which is a popular resort about 55 miles north of Yellowstone. In a press release issued on Friday, they wrote, "This time of year is when bears are active for longer periods as they consume more food in preparation for hibernation." From the Daily Mail. It says mauled, but it doesn't say killed. So he may have just been hurt real bad.
Yeah, I think hurt real bad.
I don't think he died. but you may run in from a bear if the bear wants to get to you. Because they are, even though they're huge, they're super fast. Their strides are like, whoa, 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 whoa.
And they climb trees and stuff.
Yeah, it's hard
question,
to
question, though. If they're hunting, why didn't they hunt it? Like, why didn't they bat it?
Bear could have been too close, could have missed, could have shot it, and it's a big bear. Sometimes you shoot a deer and it keeps running.
Maybe you're out of bullets.
There's a lot of things that could maybe didn't see it. I don't know.
Maybe he was hunting by bare hand.
Excuse me, bare hand hunting? I don't understand the joke.
Bare hand with a deer.
Bare hand.
Hunt bare hand deer?
No.
Are you doing cornies right now? Are you testing that for morning cornies?
You think he was trying to tackle a deer?
No, bare hand.
It has nothing to do with the bear.
Okay.
Just like hunting. Never mind.
Okay.
Like a net.
You think he's out trying to wrestle animals in the woods?
What on earth?
All right, moving on with the news. A 32-year-old man in Pennsylvania earned a new Guinness World Record by going to the movie 777 times in 1 year.
Mike D.
Mike could beat this. No problem.
But I don't think so. He's got too much work to do. And if you're going 777, what, Mike?
Impossible.
Well, yeah, if you're going 777, think about this. 365, right? So that's one time every day for a year. Now double that, and you got to go to two movies a day while doing this show. He's got Movie Mike's Movie Podcast.
Yeah, you can't do
that. He's got the Bobby Cast. There's no way. This guy goes to movies basically twice a day. Can you even have a job?
So he really just stays there probably. He does the double feature where he pays for one and then goes into the other theater. Has to. There's no way you leave and come back.
The old record was 715. Ugh. What if you're dating and you meet this guy? He's like, yeah, I actually set the record for most of it.
Hmm.
Is that a deal breaker?
I mean, he's passionate about something.
Mm-hmm.
He's dedicated.
That's
he's
cool.
Motivated.
Over two movies a day.
And that's not cheap.
Oh, yeah, he's committed.
He's
at least
16 to 17 movies a week. Are there even that many movies?
Ugh. I bet you see some bad
But how
movies.
Do you go to the movies that many times? There's not that many movies out. Hey, Mike D from Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. There aren't that many movies out, is there?
If you start watching foreign films.
Oh, God.
You can expand.
It would be nap time. I would just go and take naps then for certain movies.
It would be really tough.
All right, thank you. In a hilarious new video, a police officer rides a child's tiny bike to catch a burglary suspect. So, you know in the movies, whenever they... Will Smith says, I need your car, and pushes the person out of the car, and then takes the car and chases them down.
This
is basically that, but on a tiny bike. Officers were searching for a man in the White Lion Walk area of town Friday night, and a quick-thinking cop spotted a boy on a bike and said, hey, can I borrow that bike real quick? He was like, yeah, sure. He said, I'll bring it back to you, I promise. So he said, okay. And the guy, you see him pedaling down the street.
There's no way that's so faster than running. Is that
right.
fast?
Like, because it's so hard to ride slow. A little bike.
It wasn't a tiny, like, unicycle, but it was just a young teen bike.
Oh, okay. I was picturing like
me too,
a tiny bike.
Scientists still stumped by a golden orb found on Alaska's ocean floor. Researchers are still trying to identify a strange golden flesh-like object found at the bottom of the sea. The orb-shaped object was found 2 miles under the water on the ocean floor off the Pacific coast of Alaska. It appears smooth, round, and with a hole in its center. Researchers said the objects feel like skin tissue. They're doing DNA analysis to learn more, but they don't know what it is.
Here we go.
Wow.
What's up? Here we go. I'm reading a news story.
Go ahead.
Dude, I'm looking at it. Oh, that's for sure aliens. Or at least a place where an alien used to like hang out or something.
It can't be a fish.
It's not a fish. It's like hard. And inside of it, it's like gooey, but it's gone. I don't know.
Okay.
I think an alien used to live in there. That's what I think. Let's see. This guy eats nothing but raw meat. Says he never felt better. A guy has gained notoriety for eating raw steak for 100 days in a row.
Golly.
Says he feels perfect. Never felt better. Though Paulie Longs claims he's had great energy and great digestion, there are some people at UCLA Health saying, hey, I probably wouldn't do this because you can get E. coli. A lot of diseases in raw meat. But that's what it is. He goes by the name Testicle King.
Why?
What? He's gained attention for eating raw steaks for 100 days in a row. He started developing... I should do this.
Why do I know that name?
Testicle King? I call myself that. It's my wrestling name.
That's it. That's
for 3 years. Here he is, the Testicle King! But he eats raw meat. He's had no complications. It looks disgusting when he eats it.
Blood everywhere.
It's not blood.
Like eating it while it's alive.
Oh.
But it's... just raw.
But like a raw steak has blood.
Yeah.
It has blood everywhere.
Steak tartare doesn't have blood.
And tartare means uncooked.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, there you go. The clothes you wear matter for your self-esteem. You feel better in clothes that you like. And so if you feel better, you feel more confident. Science backs that up. To get in a better mood, choose bright colors, your favorite fabrics or prints or a brand that you feel good about. That's from Psychology Institute.
I love black.
What?
The color black.
Like, well, where are we at here?
Black makes me happy.
Really?
Yeah, you said choose something colorful, but I feel like I love a good black outfit.
The most polarizing color is pink, which I'm wearing today.
Yeah.
You know why? You know why I wear pink so much now?
Why?
It triggers people. I love it.
Oh.
There's no other reason. I've always loved pink, and pink used to be an extremely masculine.
Yes.
Back in 300 years ago, pink was like black or dark blue.
I even think it was in like the 1940s.
Really?
Yeah, I have no idea about that.
We didn't have
TVs were black and white. I couldn't tell people.
Right.
But anytime I wear pink, people get so triggered. So it's like I've just been buying pink stuff and for no reason. Maybe it's Barbie.
Oh, she messed it up for everyone.
Not for me. I wear it all the time now. I'm as pink
as
can be.
You're inspired.
In the 1920s, some groups described pink as masculine, which was considered only for men, and lighter pink for boys.
Yep.
Didn't know that.
But it's not the 20s anymore.
Yeah. We're past that.
Do your parents help babysit frequently?
No.
I wish.
Yeah, I wish too.
Experts say grandparents are the ace in the hole because of how much money you'll save and how beneficial a built-in support system is. I guess you guys don't live in the same place.
That's the problem. They would.
An analysis of thousands of families found that mothers who have childcare help from their grandmothers have a much easier time and significantly less stress, and their children are more well-adjusted too. From The Secrets of Happy Families by Bruce Feller. Eddie, yours come into town about how often?
Three times a year, four times a year.
Lunchbox, you?
Once a year. If that.
What about her?
Hers will come more like three times a year.
Will you ever pawn the kids off on them and you guys go do something? Like for a couple days?
Yeah, like we're going to Vegas for iHeart. Her parents are coming. Take the kids. We're out.
When you go to Vegas for iHeart Radio Music Festival, is that like a vacation to you?
Well, I mean, yeah, just because there's no kids yelling, Dad, look, watch this. Dad, do this. Dad, watch this. Dad.
Yeah, but you're not really working.
I'm working.
No, you just take your camera in the backstage and...
No, I'm wondering, do you approach it like a vacation?
Yeah. I approach it as a vacation. Like, oh, I'm getting away. I'm not in my city. I can have some fun.
Are you going to gamble?
Yeah. That's why I don't have a car right now.
Right. I just want to make sure we're still on that same page.
And I've come up with a new idea on
what do you mean? Tell our listeners why you don't have a car right now.
Because the 05 Altima, like, well, it'll start every once in a while, but it's... It does that when I start it.
And but so why not take some money and put on a down payment?
I took it to a shop. They couldn't fix it. They couldn't figure out the problem. And a down payment, that would mean I wouldn't be able to gamble when I go to Vegas.
Right, there we go.
So I need down payment money for Vegas. So
but what if you lose that money in Vegas?
Then it'll be bike for a little bit longer.
So then you'll rebuild up a down payment?
Yes, I'll have to build it back up. Okay. But I have a new idea. I thought about it as I was riding my bike to work today. How I'm gonna get a new car.
Okay.
When I go to Vegas, I'm only going to play the slot machines that are giving away the new car.
Oh, yeah.
But you can win more. Here's my logic.
They do have those.
They do. They have the Corvettes.
But completely bad logic here. But if you win money that's still equal to what that car is, it's still the same thing as a car.
Yeah, right. But the car is already there. It's packaged.
Yeah, but you're going to get taxed for that the same way you would. It doesn't matter. Money's... Good
right,
for
right.
You guys.
No, no,
you know,
no,
I like
no,
it.
No. Hold on. I mean, I'm going to play blackjack and craps, but I'm saying if I play a slot machine, it's only the one with the car on top of it.
No, I hear you, but still, if you played any slot machine and you want a bunch of money, you can just use that to buy a car.
Right. And then you may even have cash left over.
But then you'd have to go to the car dealership, buy a car.
Yeah, you get a test drive. They drive it in,
you get right in the slot machine?
Yeah.
No, I drive it right off the slots. Yeah.
Oh, you just hit the gas.
Boom, boom, boom. And then you drive out of the front door.
All right, that's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
He climbs the slot machine and jumps in the car. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping, or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Crossport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Eddie, go ahead.
Yeah, in my Jeep, somebody left an underwear in there.
An underwear?
So it's I don't know. I have it right here. Look.
Like, dude or women's?
I can't really tell. Like, it's like a cloth.
So
like
you think someone put underwear in your Jeep?
Look, what? Here it is, guys, and this is not funny. It is not funny.
Speedo.
Hold that up.
What does that say on
it? It's like
there?
A Speedo, exactly.
What? That's not from a woman. Like, what would be wrong with that?
I don't even know how to wear this thing.
So.
Here, Bones.
The reason that you don't want it in is because it could be misconstrued as somebody else's underwear.
If my wife found that in my car, like, That's trouble. She's going to be like, whose is this? Why were they in your car?
What do you think the prank was?
Somebody had underwear in their car, and I'm thinking Lunchbox, because he rides a bike. That looks like a biker Speedo.
Do you wear a Speedo to work when you bike?
No, I wear my shorts.
Oh.
But what's under the shorts? Cotton underwear?
No.
I don't want to see.
No. Why is he getting up?
I don't want to see. Got it. Yeah.
So what do you think those are?
Amy, pick them up. I didn't even see them. Let me see them.
I wouldn't pick them up. I'm not touching them.
Wait, I touched them. It's fine.
They've been in your Jeep. How'd they get in your Jeep?
I don't know. They were just in my back seat. Like, so I have my Jeep open.
Is there any chance people are like hooking up in your Jeep?
These do not belong to a woman, I'm telling you.
But then why would there be a Speedo in his Jeep?
That looks like a face.
What does it say on their lunchbox?
That's a head. Man, that's not underwear. Where does... Tell me where the two
legs go. Okay, Put it on your head then.
It's not underwear.
Are you sure?
It's like a doll outfit.
Look, that looks like underwear right there, Amy.
This is like goes on a head.
Okay, put that on your head then.
You know what that is?
Yep. What?
That's for his son for
football under his helmet?
Yes, that's exactly what that is.
Oh, that's what that is.
It is?
Yes.
It's
that's
a,
what that is. Eddie. I mean, Eddie is such an idiot.
Got it.
Clickbait Eddie. Got
it. It is. No, it does.
It's not.
Yes. Huh?
He said clickbait Eddie. Like, I didn't.
That
like,
that's is underwear. When a player is cold, they wear it on their head and there's a face hole in it.
It even says on here, K1 Speed Racing. Like, you wear it under even like a helmet. A
Eddie
racing
was telling
helmet.
Me there was a joke and someone put women's underwear in his Jeep.
Stop. Got it. Bones, if you found that in your car, you wouldn't think that's...
There's only one hole. So
guys, I didn't inspect it. I didn't touch the underwear and look at every hole.
Clickbait, Eddie.
No, dude, I really thought that was underwear.
Okay. I told you about my one friend that was working on a set with Gwen Stefani, and they played a prank, and Blake Shelton, and they played a prank on him, and they put a pair of Gwen's, like, lacy, whatever, I don't know, in his coat pocket.
Yeah, that's not cool.
And he went all the way back home to Colorado or wherever they were. He went back to his house in Colorado and his wife, and he was like, I swear to you, I do not know whose these are. And then eventually, it was funny that it was...
Blatant. Eventually it was funny. Yeah, eventually no. Things being funny aren't usually funny. I was doing a podcast in my house once, and we have a couple friends named Carla Marie and Anthony who live in Seattle, and they were down, interviewed them, and I guess Carla Marie had... In our podcast studio, I think they were going to work out or something, but she had left a shirt behind. And it was like a team self-reporting. So I find the shirt, like a leopard shirt, and it's over in the guest house. And I run over to the house to my wife, like, I don't know who this is, but I found it outside. I don't know who this is. I promise. I don't know. She's like, what are you talking about? This leopard shirt, this is my house. I don't know who this is. She's like, it's okay. I was like, I don't know who this is. But yeah, same thing. I didn't.
That's scary, man.
But Eddie, all it took was just a little bit of evaluation.
Just hold it up.
Dude, as soon as I saw that in my back seat, I'm like, that's trouble. Okay. Get it out of here.
All right. Okay. That's almost punishment.
What do you mean?
Yes.
How is that punishment?
It's almost punishment.
I'm like, part of me was like, was he this desperate
for a segment on the air?
For prep. I mean, look, you see your kid wear that at football practice.
I've never seen my kid wear that in practice. That's not even his.
Well, then maybe it's his friends or something.
There was no other kid in my car. Like, I asked my wife, I'm like,
okay.
I did the same thing.
You going to keep fighting this?
No, I'm telling you.
The hill you want to die on right here?
Oh, there's not even two leg holes for underwear.
No, it's like for... Yeah, okay. Eddie's fighting for it during the song there.
I'm telling you, man.
He's like, I promise, I thought it was underwear.
You would have freaked out, too.
I would have probably looked at it.
Now that I look at it more, too, this doesn't even look like women's underwear.
I know. No, not at all.
There's a new Bobby cast up today with George Burge. He has this song, Mind on You. I got my mind. It is, I think, at 18 this week, just flying up the chart. And he talked about how he learned to be a better live performer after he toured with Toby Keith.
Toby, when he walks out on stage, if he stomps his boot once, 30,000 people are going to scream at the top of their lungs. I haven't earned that right yet. So how do I go out there and set them on fire? You figure out how to put on a show, because this is not standing behind a microphone for an hour and a half in a bar anymore. And that was a major wake-up call for me that you learned in a pretty terrifying way.
Talked about failed record deals. He was in a duo, a failed duo, was just going to be a writer, and then how that kind of led him back to where he is today. And he, you know, with those failed record deals, he talks about now why it's so hard to embrace success with this song because of what's happened over and over again.
I have such a hard time letting myself believe that this is going to happen all the way because I have so much scar tissue of it not happening, or so much scar tissue of like not being able to break through, that now that it is and I'm starting to see like lights at the end of the tunnel and things working, like I have the hardest time letting myself believe like, hey, this is the one, this is going to happen. Like, just keep your head down, keep at it and enjoy it, because it's never happened for me before.
So check it out. George Burge on the Bobby cast. Also my guest this week, Amy's ex-husband.
Really?
What? He's doing all our podcasts now.
Yeah.
After the success on Amy's Four Things, he's doing all our shows.
Yeah. Funny, haha.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good. It's funny.
That's good. Like, I'm glad he did your episode. I'm giving you a promo here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. But then I'm like, I would be like, is he really?
Oh, no. I'm only loyal to you and you only.
Okay. You don't have to pick.
No, I am. I pick you.
Multiple times.
I pick. Ray doesn't. Ray picks Amy's ex-husband, but I pick Amy.
Yeah, we'll have him on Sore Losers.
All right. All right. We'll be back in a second. I was flipping through TikTok, and I might have seen this clip that you brought in about the CIA.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. Do you want to set it up before we play it?
Okay, so it's a former CIA agent, and he's talking about how the right amount of trauma that you have in your childhood, if it's the right amount, then it'll equate to you being a high achiever.
It's crazy.
Because it can't be, because sometimes if it's too much, it may hinder that.
Here you go.
People who experience the right
amount of childhood trauma. The right amount being enough that you had to prove something. There's a certain amount of trauma that's the right amount of trauma that turns you into this high achiever. You always have to win something because you're trying to win favor, win attention, win rewards, win glory. So you're always achieving. You're always driving yourself towards something. But it's not because you were born with drive. It's because some part of your childhood, those formative years, taught you that by achieving, you will be rewarded.
That's crazy. It's me. I sent this to my wife when I saw it. And the interview goes on to go, they specifically look for people for these positions in the CIA that have parent-dad issues. Because if they don't have a dad or they grew up without a dad, they're trying to prove to some form of a father why they really missed out by not being there as a dad.
Hmm.
And these traits are what make good CIA agents. So, guys, I'm leaving for the CIA next week. It'll be awesome.
If you were, you wouldn't really tell us.
Or am I already in?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. So his name is Andrew, and his handle is @EverydaySpy. He also had this other video about how, like, James Bond movies are, like, a spy is not being chased. If you're good at your job, you're not being chased. And in James Bond, he's always running or racing away from something, being shot at.
That's a boring movie, though, if he's not. Yeah. If he's just hanging out.
But he's just saying that, like, if you're actually a good spy, as James Bond is, then you should be totally under the radar and nobody knows where you are.
The trauma stuff to me was crazy because, again, if you grow up and you are just great looking and rich and have a pretty relatively easy childhood, why would you be conditioned to work hard? Or what is it a dream for? You've already got it all. Everything's already given or handed to you. But the opposite, where even if you do start to have success, you don't ever feel like you're successful because you're so wired to feel like you have to prove it to yourself and to others.
Yeah, crazy.
And so that's what they want in their agents. They go and search for trauma. That's crazy. I'm a gold mine.
The right amount of trauma.
I'm a gold mine. No, it's like you got a screw loose, but it's the right screw.
Yeah.
For that situation. Mm-hmm. Now, if you ask my wife, sometimes screw is not good for that situation because I have, you know, sometimes difficulty with vulnerability in relationships.
I'm sure she'd be like, yay, you'd make a good CIA officer. You're not one. Yes, so let's not, work on some
of those. Not a CIA officer.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Deltona, Florida. A 23-year-old man was so excited about his new Mercedes-Benz, he got on social media. Look at my new Benz. I got me a Benz. Yeah. Only problem is it was stolen.
Oh.
And he lives in Deltona, Florida. Is it like Daytona?
No, it's Deltona.
It's a different place, huh?
Yeah.
I bet people go to the wrong place. Like, hey, come see me in Deltona.
Yeah, no, it's Sanford, DeBary, Deltona, and then it keeps going to the coast.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for your atlas there, your map.
Yeah.
You imagine you're trying to get to Daytona?
Yeah, no, I can't. I would do that. Yeah, man, 301 MLK Boulevard, Daytona. I show up to Deltona.
Yeah.
So close.
That's too close. And also, you steal something, you can't brag about it.
Come on.
You can't. You just can't. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
So what is this green ring thing you're talking about?
Well, I learned about it from Ben because...
Who's
that?
Reverse
husband, yeah.
You know who Ben is.
But our listeners may not if you just throw out the word Ben.
I know, but I'll say Ben and then you can say whatever you want to say.
Got it.
Okay. So, you know, he's on my podcast and it came up that his friend told him about this green ring that people wear if they're not on the apps, dating apps, because he's not. And his friend said that the green ring represents, like, hey, I'm single and I would like to date. So the more people that have this green ring out there, the more you may be able to connect with someone. But I just don't know that it's caught on yet because it just came out this year.
Are there other rings that are like, I'm not single and I want to date?
I don't.
Or I'm single and I don't want to date?
Yeah.
Like a slightly different color. Do you get, first of all, people are loving the fact that you're reverse husband came on your podcast and you guys talked about co-parenting together. Been seeing a lot of positivity about how that was.
Yeah. Confession though, the irony behind that is the episode came out last Thursday, and then like on Friday we had a rough day.
Okay. Rough days are expected.
I know. Yeah. That's why it's just like, I don't want people to think we have it all figured out because we don't, but we were both like, well, isn't this ironic?
Did you use, I'll take the podcast down as kind of a weapon?
He'd probably be like, fine. Okay, great. I don't care.
So, but a lot of people love that. Four Things with Amy Brown. Check out Amy and Ben. doing a podcast together. Heck, when she was married, he wouldn't even come on the show. Now it's like Mr. Personality.
Look at that.
Well, yeah. He's in a different season of life.
I know, and, Amy. And I'm giving you a hard time. He's got a green ring. He's trying to live it up, you know?
No, he didn't get a green ring, but his friend told him about it. He was thinking about it because he's like, "What? How do you let people know, like, hey, I'm available? But,
so does that ruin green rings for everybody that's not single then? If you already had one, you can't wear it anymore? It's like your name was Alexa, then all of a sudden Amazon name, you're like, oh, no. Yeah. Retroactively, this sucks.
True, yeah.
So it doesn't make you jealous at all that he talks about dating or being married again? It's not that you want to be back with him, but I think even if you have like an ex, you're like, I just hope they don't. Maybe it's not him dating, but I would be, I hope the next person isn't like as cool or as funny as I am. That's what I would feel like.
Right. Good question. And I think that because it's been, we've been working on this for so long and we've had a lot of time for healing, we truly do want the best for each other. So I just want him to find somebody that he's genuinely happy
with. I agree with
that.
And
I hope she's awesome because
absolutely.
I want to be that modern family that, you know, everybody
and you have kids
hangs
together.
Out. Yes.
No, but you didn't answer my question.
What? I want her to be cool.
No. Is there a little bit of jealousy?
No.
Really?
I want her to be great. She can be way more.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd want
awesome
her to be. I'd want her to have one eye.
Yeah.
One eye.
One arm, flying purple people eater man. Sure. I'm talking about look. Oh.
Yeah.
You know?
I haven't really.
Yeah,
wait till
you see
that.
Him with her. Then it's yeah. Like, ah.
That's true.
Because they'll be like, you're my cooler mom.
Right.
You know?
That will hurt. Oof. If the kids.
But nobody's cooler than you.
Okay.
Thanks. I never met anybody cooler than you.
I have.
Cooler, funnier, prettier. It's all you. First
okay.
place in all those.
Okay.
I'm serious. You're yeah. my Mount Rushmore of all those.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens.
We will, yes.
TBD.
Hope you have a wonderful day. I'll be in Virginia Beach Friday, Washington, D.C. Saturday, doing my comedically inspirational show. Get tickets at BobbyBones.com. We will see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones is on.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.